Okay, so we started Siman Kuf Tzadi Gimel last time, and we went through the Gemara and the basic Rishonim, right? As far as Dan Besulim is concerned. So I think that's all we did really last time, right? And we went through essentially the majority of the shiur is why it is that we're machmir if we know that it's dam makkah. It's obvious that it's dam makkah, and we suggested a number of different ahalchim. Primarily, the shitas harashbas quoted in Shulchan Aruch that we're concerned that it's only dam nida and not dam besulim because it's possible to bypass the dam besulim. We saw the Beis Yosef quotes from the Rush. That we give every woman the most stringent status, although plug, that we always assume the worst, that if Dam Besulim would be a certainty in every B'yas Mitzvah, then we wouldn't suspect any Dam Nida. But there are cases where a woman is unlikely to experience Dam Besulim, and in those cases, any bleeding we automatically assume to be Dam Nida. And a person can easily get confused when it should be assumed to be Dam Besulim and not, so we always assume it to be Dam Nidah, like this little plug. We don't leave it up to people to make cheshbonos, especially if people are nogea bedavar, they dafka don't want their wife to be a Nida, right? We saw that from the Shita of the Rush quoted in the Beis Yosef. We saw Rav Haigon, that we assume that Dam Besulim can bring about Dam Nida because of the anxiety, but the Chalchel HaMalka, that the anxiety of the Bia will bring about Besulim. Then we saw the Russian Ksubis, and we had this stira between the Russian Nida and the Russian Ksubis. The Russian Ksubis writes that Dam Nida gets mixed in with Dam Besulim when the Russian Nida specifically says that that is not at all a concern for us, that it's totally incorrect to be concerned about anything like that. Then we point out Rabbi Forst's Ha'ara that it's not so bad. It's not a bad system that we have, that a woman becomes forbidden after the Bia Rishona. It allows them to sort of redirect themselves. But that was more Al Pi Hashkafa rather than Al Pi Halacha. So I think that's where we left. Oh, yeah.
Imagine the Lecha B'Simla, that it was like Dan Chimur.
Yeah. It's like the initial dam chima, right? The dam chima that you're choshesh. No, not meaning that the bia rishona will bring about dam chima, meaning the excitement over the bia rishona.
So that's why
it's nida. Yeah, right. The dam from the breaking of the hymen is for sure dam maka. But there's also a chimur involved, and that chimur is going to be, yeah, so we mentioned that lechem v'sim last time as well. Correct. Beis Yosef then discusses where the minag to be machmir about Dam Besulim comes from. Did we get into that last time? I don't remember where we left off, yeah? So whether it's from Rabbi Zeira, Ben Asichel, Chmira, Latzman. Okay. We did get into that? Yeah?
We started,
so maybe we'll just chazer over quickly then. So Beis Yosef writes in Kuf Tzadi Gimel that Minog Zeh Eino Meihidam Rabbi Zeira Ben Asra L'Chmir Alatzman, that this is not based on the Ben Asra L'Chmir Alatzman, that he Eino Elo Bero Adam Tamei O Safek Tamei De Medina Lo Yisitzrich L'Shmar L'Yom Echor Keneged Yom Sharasa. When do we say Ben Asra L'Chmir Alatzman? The Chiddush of Ben Asra L'Chmir Alatzman is not that the woman is Tamei. The Chiddush of Ben Asra L'Chmir Alatzman is how long she's going to remain tamei for, that she's going to require a shivin nekiyin. The chiddush over here is that she's tamei bechlal. So it's a very different din than Rabbi Zeira's din. See, normally a woman sees a tipas dam during Yimei Ziva, so she becomes tamei, but she's a shomeres yom keneged yom. During Yimei Nida, she becomes tamei, but she's tamei for shivin yom, for 7 days. She's not tamei to the point that she requires shivin nekiyin. The idea of requiring shivin nekiyin, that's the chumrah of Rabbi Zeira. This is absolute Torah. There's no Chumra Rabbi Zeira. So when did this come along? So says the Beis Yosef, Ve'ein Lomar, Dibimei HaGaonim Nischadesh, V'lo Kodem. You can't say that it came up in the days of the Gaonim either, because the Chazin of Yerushalmi, Dibimei HaMoraim HaRishonim HaYim HaGzeh. They already had this practice in the days of the early Amoraim. And if it were in the Yimei HaGaonim, the Rambam would have said so, and he doesn't. He doesn't say that. The Rambam has such an expression. Dam Besulim Bizman Hazeh. Bizman Hazeh implies that something changed at some point. So says Beis Yosef, near the Kaya Reisha, the Milsa Shekasav, minak pashut b'shinur beretz atzvi b'svarad ve'ein osli yimei Torah klal v'hadar kamar v'chein dam b'sulim b'zman hazeh ein nogin bo Torah klal. He says it's going back on what the Rambam says earlier on when he says that the minak pashut in Shinar and Eretz HaTzvi and Svarad that they don't have dam tohar, so too this bizman hazeh we don't have dam, we're not noig tohar by dam besulim either, just like we don't have regular dam tohar after a leda. Inami dekayil masha kasav v'shamanu shebetzarfas boalim al dam tohar ad hayom v'dover zeh toli b'minag. That he heard that in certain communities they're boal al dam tohar even bizman hazeh. And this is Tali and Minig, meaning Shalonachzik Losim Bnei Tzarfas Over Maldas. Don't think people who have a different minog, where they take on, where they still accept the kula of Dam Tovar, don't think that they're not religious. Shemeach Shein Davar Zeh Mi Minog, because the whole thing is only a minog. Kivin Shemeolim Lo Pashat Isur Zeh Bineim, Einem Chayavim Linog Bo. If in their community it never caught on, the Chumra never caught on, so they don't have to observe this minog. And on that he says, nowadays that everyone has accepted the chumra of dam bisulim, if im nishma shebishum makom einogim lahachmor kol kach el shenogim kfi mashen zvar perikay, if you find a place that doesn't have this minhag, that isn't observing dam bisulim, lo nachzikum laover maldas. That's what the Rambam is telling us when he says bizman hazeh. Don't think that those people are irreligious. Obviously, the minhag didn't spread to those communities where they don't keep it. The efshar lomar od the amash akasav din zebi meagon in this chadish nami kai the afkav the rishon mashim neyam aroyim rishonim and now can become lo pasha because he saw acham duagon. Or says the Beis Yosef, it could be that it did come from the times of the Gaonim. Either Yerushalmi says Amoraim did it. Yeah, in some places Amoraim did it. But maybe in the times of the Gaonim is when it became widespread, when it became much more widespread. So there are two issues. There's when the idea began and when it became universally accepted. All of that is academic as far as we're concerned, though, because the bottom line is that it is universally accepted, meaning we no longer have such communities where there is a where there's a minhag not to observe, not to treat Dam Besulim as Dam Tameh. We always treat it as Dam Tameh, and therefore there's no such thing anymore, even though you could be done and give three different deos in terms of what the Rambam meant when he said Bizman Hazeh. That's purely academic. But it's important to keep that in mind for the following reason. There are certain kulas that we have by Dam Besulim that we don't have for regular Dam. So it gives a little bit of, I would say even like this. There are certain kulas we have for Dam Besulim that we don't even have for Dam Tohar. Right? If a woman, let's say within 80 days of giving birth to a baby girl, sees Dam, we don't have a lot of the kulas that we're going to have by Dam Besulim. Right, there's, even though they're both not d'oraisa, and that could be a function of it could be a function of the fact that it's physically a different dam, which is very likely. That dam tohar is uterine bleeding, so it's more like chumras Rabbi Zeira dam, or it could be a function of the time in which dam besulim became accepted and how it became accepted as the minhag. So, for example, the most fundamental distinction is that's discussed in Rishonim is when does the husband have to be Purish? So the Gemara says that it could be Gomer Biyaso, right? The Gemara had asked, wait, why should he be able to be Gomer Biyaso? I thought Shavuos Tapiuchas. No, it's Siparnav Bekarka and wait till Eivir Meis, and then only once he has Eivir Meis, he shouldn't have Anos Tashmish even when he's pulling out, right? We know what you're supposed to do if Chassanim sometimes get scared when you describe this, right? You describe what the Gemara says just as a way of teaching the Gemara when you're teaching Dam Besulim. So they're like, wait, that actually happens? That, like in the middle of Tashmish, a woman's going to say, I just became a Nida? Never happens. That does not. It's not like a thing that happens. The only reason we need to know what that, because you'd imagine in the old days when they had a Hargasha, you know, such a thing would happen. That in the middle of Tashmish, she would say, I just had Hargasha, I just became a Nida. Nowadays, I've never had a Shaila where someone during Tashmish realized in middle of Tashmish that she became a Nida. Much more common, or also not super common, but much more likely to happen, is after Tashmish, some Dam is found. Okay, when exactly did that Dam show up? Okay, that's a question to be dealt with. but it's not a common case. Bismanenu, in our post Hargasha reality, that a woman in the middle of Tashmish is going to say, "I just became a nida, and the guy's got to be noisy part of Bakarka and lift his body." And you know, we learned all those halachot, right? So that's not. But it's relevant to know that Gemara, because the Rishonim deal with why is it that the Gemara rather deals with why is it that he's allowed to be gomer biyasam. So the Gemara says, because otherwise libo nokfo poresh. Either he'll be poresh before removing the basulim at all, meaning he's never actually going to remove the basulim, because he's always going to be concerned that maybe she's becoming a nida at any moment, or he's going to avoid tashmish entirely because he's terrified of violating the sukkaris. So we don't want that to happen. So the Ravid in Balei HaNefesh says that he has to wait for Eiver Meis so that he doesn't get Hana'a on the way out. But he just doesn't need to be noticed as part of Bakarka and make Eiver Meis soon, like Mishar Mishim HaTorah V'Amr Nitmeis he would have to do. Meaning, what's the Gemara allowing when it allows Gemar Bia? Is it saying, finish up as normal, however you want, and then only once the Bia is over do you have to start thinking about Dan Besulim? Or is it saying, no, Dan Besulim is a reality, and you have to realize that once there is a Gemar Bia, there is likely Dan Besulim there. It's just that we're not going to be as strict with Dan Besulim as we are with real Dan Nida, in the sense that as soon as real Dan Nida shows up, Tashmish is over, start mentally getting into a state where it's going to be Eiver Meis, and then pull out. Whereas Dan Besulim, we would say, continue the Tashmish. Once you're Gomer Biyaso, then get to the state of Eiver Meis, and only then pull out, because you don't want to have Anas Tashmish on the way out. So the Ravid thinks that it's not just something you can continue as normal. The Rashba, however, rejects the Ravid for several reasons. First of all, he says, why would he have to wait for Eiver Meis, considering that the Dam is Dam Mata? Meaning, if we allowed Gemar Bia, we should allow pulling out too. That's all part of the Gemar Bia. One could argue, you know, I sort of snuck it in there. What does it mean, libo nokfo poresh? What does the phrase mean, libo nokfo poresh? What's going to happen? So there are two possibilities we mentioned. Libo nokfo poresh might mean that he's going to be afraid of having tashmish if you tell him that he's got to modify his behavior because there's dam over here. Or libo nokfo poresh might mean that he's going to be poresh before finishing, before removing the basulim, before having full penetration where he can be confident that the basulim is removed. So if you assume that libo nokfo poresh means that he's just going to be terrified of the entire situation, so then you hear the Shitas HaRashba a little bit more, right? Because the Rashba is saying, libo nokfo poresh, you're going to tell him that when he's gomer biyaso, he now has to have Eiver Meis before he pulls out. It's going to be, it's a little much for the guy to handle. So libo nokfo poresh, but if you hold libo nokfo poresh means that he's going to stop short of rupturing the basulim, right? So once he's had gemar bia, so we're going to say, okay, do penetration normally, but pulling out, why should you do that normally? That has nothing to do with the rupturing of the basulim. So it could be that these are two fundamentally different ways of looking at the phrase libo nokfo poresh and what the concern of libo nokfo poresh is. Is it about the rupturing of the basulim, or is it just about the entire experience of the tashmish? So if it's about the entire experience of the tashmish, you're more inclined to say like the Rashba, that let the experience of the tashmish be what it's supposed to be, what it normally is. But if it's about the rupturing of the basulim, so once the basulim is ruptured, once he's fully in, so then, now you adjust accordingly, and now you treat it as if she's a regular nida. The Rashba also points out, by making the rules different during the Bia, I mean, it's the same point, really, that once you, in mid-Bia, you're making the rules different, that's going to lead to libo nokfo poresh. Again, that's the Rashba's understanding, that libo nokfo poresh means it's going to make the guy uneasy about this entire experience, and if it makes him uneasy about this entire experience, he's not going to want to have it. So that's why the majority of the Rishonim, the Rashba, the Balamor, the Magen Mishnah, Sefer Truma, the Ran, Agos Maimonios, and the name of the Ramban, they all say that he can even be poresh be'evrachat. So that's what we always tell Chassadim. We say he can regular bia, he can be gomer bia, so can even have bia kama pa'amim, although that's not particularly practical on the first night, but a person could be gomer bia, so and the concerns of dam besulim only begin when he's Porish, after he's Porish, not before he's Porish. So that's what we assume halacha l'maisa, and that's what we tell Chassan. Very common question that comes up though is what if there's gemarbia and everything, there's no dam. So I always tell Chassanim, don't go running to Beis Din on Monday morning, you know, with a tainas pesulim, you know, that Pesach Pesuach Matzasi or whatever, right? That's not, no matter how many times you learn Kesubis, you know, remember, they were marrying 11-year-olds, you know, so it's a different kind of reality. So what if you don't see any dam? So the Rosh and the Rashba are very clear that you're still Parish. Why? Shema Rosh, Atipas Dam Kechardo V'nevad, Ochifa Ushich V'zera. And maybe there was a Tipas Dam Kechardel, and Tipas Dam Kechardel got lost, or was covered with Shech Vazera, meaning there are bodily fluids that are involved in Tashma Shemita. So a Tipas Dam could very easily get covered up by the bodily fluids. So the man is going to be Motzi Zera. So that could have covered up the Dam. So because it's a mess, Tashma Shemita is a messy activity, so it could cover up the Dam. So Beis Yosef writes, you know, wait a second, what about the other explanations of why there might not be dam, right? So he says, what about Bia Ba'ataya? Shmuel knew how to be Boel Ba'ataya, knew how to be Boel in a way that's a roundabout and that bypassed the Basulim. So he said, no, it's uncommon, not so concerned about that. And then the Beis Yosef writes, V'afilu Bogeres Nami, V'alf Bishen L'tayim Es Basulim, V'kal Mokom Kivin Sheyesh Bogros Sheyesh L'ndam Basulim, Lo Plug. One might have said that, you know, when are you going to make the assumption that there might have been dam, even if there wasn't? You'll only make that assumption by a girl who's very likely to have a lot of dam besulim, like a younger girl, but a bogeres. You marry a 20-year-old, a 21-year-old, a 22-year-old girl where she's a bogeres already. Maybe I shouldn't be so concerned that there's going to be dam. So if there's dam, okay, so obviously there is. But if there isn't, maybe there should be no concern. Says Beisov, no, we're still concerned. Even though Bogeres, by the time she's a little bit older, the Basulim is not nearly as likely to cause as much blood. So the Prisha in Osei says that by Dam Chimud, we just assume it never came out because the Chashash there was for internal Dam. Meaning, you know, what about the Dam Chimud, right? Dam Chimud, we don't see Dam, and we don't need Chifa Shech Vazera. Right, there was no Shech Vazer involved. We say, even though you don't see Dam, it was there. Why, and over here, I need to come up with excuses of Shech Vazer covered it, this, that. Just say the same thing you said about Dam Chimud, that it was there. So he said, no, Dam Chimud, you say it was there because the assumption is that the Dam Chimud is in the Beis Hachitza, that it never actually emerged from her body. But it's unrealistic to assume the same about a ruptured hymen. Because the hymen is right at the edge. It's right at the external part of the body. It's very close to the outside of the body. So it's not reasonable to assume that it's trapped in the Bayis HaChitzon. It wouldn't have gotten stuck inside. And that's why I need the Svara of Shech Vazera having covered it up.
Yeah. According to the Rashba, who says that the whole concern about Dam Suam is because of Dam Mida, because you're going to do it about Hatiyah like Shmuel, then how can you say that there's no dam, that there's a problem? Can't we just say it's dam v'hatiyah, and then there shouldn't be a problem?
If the concern is that there's dam nida mixed in, yes, say again, if the concern is...
The concern is that it's all about dam nida, and the explanation he gives is because dam v'hatiyah, and it's not because of dam.
Right, there was no actual dam.
So then how does he say when there's no dam at all that we're concerned, just say it was dam v'hatiyah?
Yeah, right, and but we're...
And then you
meaning this doesn't fit with the Rashba.
Yeah.
In Echinami. Yeah. Yeah, L'chora, this doesn't fit with the Rashba. Right? That's a good point. No? Any way to make it fit? I don't know. It seems to not fit with the Rashba. Yeah. Yeah.
Wouldn't the shot of the Zera only work if she was Polepes?
No, meaning L'chora, which I'm going to have to discuss, it will only work if he was Motzi Zera. Right? Paletus is just a natural state that for the next 72 hours she's automatically assumed to be Paletus.
But when we say that maybe the Zera covered, where is that? That's not inside, that's outside.
Wherever, right? But I mean, there's it's a mess. There's Zera around. So wherever it was covered by Zara. So when she wiped herself off afterwards, so something, she was, there was moisture there, right? That was from the Zara, but it could be that there was dam inside that Zara. That was caught inside that Zara. Once had a Shaila Chassan said that he believes he had Gmar Bia, full penetration, but he was not Motzi any Zara. And they didn't find dam. So what do you say there? Right, if the whole heter is that it's not heter, the whole chumra is that we're machmir, that we assume dam basulim, but we assume that it was covered by shechla zera.
So
both are right. Both of those, the Rosh and the Rashi, quoted by the Beis Yosef, are saying both nevad or chifah shechla zera. Aside from that, there's also another factor that chifah shechla zera doesn't necessarily mean shechla zera. It could just mean any bodily fluids. A woman has bodily fluids also. So it could be anything that covered it up. Meaning it's not, like Chazal of an expression, Yaleda Yaveshta. So it's not like a Tashmish Yaveshta, that was a totally dry Tashmish. Otherwise, there never would have been penetration if it was a totally dry Tashmish. It can only penetrate if there's some moisture that lubricates the area. So whether it's an artificial lubricant or her own bodily fluids, you assume that something is covering it up.
Two separate things?
The Nevad or Chifah Shechla
Zera. The Rosh definitely says there's two separate things.
Yeah, but again, I think it's as long as you have something reasonable. Meaning, there's always some. So I think Shechla Zera is Lav Dafka. So I don't know. You can come up with a case where you have one without the other. I don't know.
For the Rashba, does he give a second Svara aside from the title? He also says that it's a one time thing, so it's relatively Machmir.
Right.
Meaning, it's just building and saying, okay, now in your case is a shayach. It would make sense that it's really machmer.
Yeah, but why? Meaning, why would you be machmer in a makkah? Meaning, he's saying that normally you'd be machmer in every makkah. Is that what he's saying? Right, there are two ways to understand that Rashba. That the Rashba is saying, because there's a logic to be machmer, I'm willing to be machmir since it's a one-time thing, or you can say there's a logic to be machmir, that's independent, or I'd be machmir in all damaka if I could.
I'll take the second one.
Yeah, right. And you're saying the first way. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, he answers it, so. Meaning it's still going to be awesome for the Rashba, so. Hooray, you have to. If he answers in the case, there's no dam, so.
How else are you going to explain it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good kasha. I don't know. You have to think about it. And you're saying it's a raya to your side of reading the Rashba, right? Yeah, okay. All right. So you don't have a kasha, he has a raya. Right. Okay. Now goes Maimonios, quotes a Ravid who disagrees, and he says, Ikaman de Amar, Shem Lomat Sadam, Enotorach Lifro, Shem Istavra Lukuma. He says that the Ravid holds that you don't have to be Porish when there's no dam. They say also projects it because it gets all the Rishonim. Beis Yosef points out that the Gemara in Samach Dalet and Beis says Ba'al v'lo matzadam v'chazar ba'al matzadam. He says that's talking about Bedoros HaRishonim when they were Bekiim Bedamim, but we can never be Mekel B'zman Hazeh, and we throw the Ravid out of the Halacha. Over here the Halacha is clearly like the Shah Rishonim, that even if it's lo matzadam, we're always going to have to be machmir about this Inyan. So what does the Mechaber Paskin? So in Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch says the Mechaber, Hakodesh Pesul Abol Bilas Mitzvah V'Gomer Biyaso U'Poresh Miyad Afilu Hi Ketan Ashol Yigiyas Man Aliros V'Lo Razo Afilu Badka V'Lo Matzadam. Here it is, Afilu Badka V'Lo Matzadam Temeya Shema Ra Satipas Tam Techardo V'Chifo Shech Vazera. You have to be worried that maybe it was covered by Shech Vazera. So the Mechaber Pasuk were always Choshesh that there was Dam. It's a little bit difficult because even if there was dam, it's only dam maka. So we're machmir when there's no dam to assume that there was dam maka, and then we're further machmir that along with dam maka comes dam nida. So it's not even a svek sveka. It's like almost like a svek sveka, right? That you have a suffek. Maybe there was no dam, but it's better than a suffek. There actually wasn't any dam, meaning there's all the evidence points to no dam, right? So I'm inventing dam in my head. The dam that I'm inventing in my head is dam maka. And then I'm taking the next leap and saying, and with that dam maka, maybe there was dam nida also, or I'm going to treat the dam maka like dam nida. So says the Sidrei Tara. Remember the vart the Sidrei Tara said in the Rush last time. So says the Sidrei Tara that once they were gozer dam besulim, the geder hagzera was to treat it like dam nida. Remember when we had that stira in the Rush, right? What's the basis of the Rush? Is the basis of the Rush because of dam nida being mixed in, it being treated like dam nida is mixed in with it, or is it based on something else? So we said that there's the difference between the Sibas HaGezeira and the Geder HaGezeira. So that's l'chora what we're saying over what's happening over here as well. Says it's the same Sidrei Tara. So the Sibas HaIsser is that we make a low plug and we treat every woman like a Bogeres Shiras of a Beis Avia. The Geder of the Isser is that every time we see Dam Besulim, we automatically treat it as if it's Dam Nida. That Sidrei Tara is now used to explain this halacha. So once they made this gezeira, all dam besulim is dam nida. So subsequently, when we started to be concerned about dam besulim that doesn't even show up, we treat it like a concern that dam nida might be present that didn't show up. Then the Rama says, very important Rama, the yesh mekilin im lo ra'as adam. Some are mekil when there's no dam. Who's that? Ravid, right? Vinagulahakel, so you think he's about to be making like the Ravid, but he adds a qualification. Im lo gamar bia, rakharaba. If there was no gamar bia, there was only tchilas bia. Vilo ra'as adam, and there was no dam. Avalim ba'ala bia mamish. Sorry, chlifroshmena afati shalo ra'as adam. But if you had a full bia, then even without dam, you have to be choshesh. So then the Rama throws that in. That's not so nogelamite, right? Hopefully, generally, Bal Nefesh doesn't want to get arrested. We'll not be so chibitinokas. But the Rama is telling us that what creates a problem of dam besulim, one or the other, either dam or gemar bia. So even if you have gemar bia without dam, you don't have to worry. Now the question becomes, what's gemar bia, right? How do you define gemar bia? So the Biyuda in Tinyana Ebenezer Simon Chav Gimel points out that since there's a Gemara in Yevamos Nun Hey that defines Tchilas Bia, right, Machlokas, what Tchilas Bia is, what Ha'ara is, it's either Nishikas Ever or it's Hachnasas Ha'atara. So anything more than Hachnasas Ha'atara is Gemara Bia. Meaning Gemara Bia is anything beyond Tchilas Bia. So if the most Tchilas Bia could be is Hachnasas Ha'atara, if there's any further penetration, then Achnas Satara, that's Gemar Bia. That's quite a chumrah. Meaning that would suggest that a very minimal penetration would already be Gemar Bia, and we'd assume Dam Besulim. That chumrah is going to lead people into a very difficult place, because a couple's going to get married, and in all likelihood, there will not be full penetration, but there will be something partial, like a little bit more than Achnas Satara. And in all likelihood, she will not bleed from that. And then they'll go through the whole process of being mitarer her. And a couple of weeks later, she's going to the mikvah. And then they'll have a bia. And then she's going to see dam. Because he didn't get to be gomer bia the first time. So that would be quite a chumrah if we accept that in Adav Yehuda. Our rabbeim do not pass like that in Adav Yehuda. Rabbi Willig assumes, some poskim say rov, that it's rubo kukulo, that achnas is rov ha'ever. Rabbi Willig assumes achnas is kol ha'ever, full penetration. And only that's considered a gemar bia. Now keep in mind, if there's dam, even without full penetration, it's going to break the besulim. So it's important to just keep in mind that there are other shitos out there, because it's, you know, poskening the first night is more of an art than a science. Because you're not really being presented with things that are ironclad facts. You're being presented with impressions, feelings, I think maybe, you know, different stories from each side. So it's important to know that there are multiple shitos. So if the impression you get is that it's a suffix whether it was full penetration or, you know, majority penetration. And she said it was very painful for her. And, you know, there's much more room to be, you know, to say, you know what, you probably were successful, that probably was a Gemar Bia. Because you know that according to many posts, a majority penetration, or even less than majority penetration, is considered Gemar Bia. It's just good to have like a view of like, you know, the variety of deos, to also realize that Me'ikra Din, it could be that the Rama is willing to entertain Shita Saravid, the Yesh Mekilinim Lo Ra'as Adam. He says the minig is to be machmir. I mean, he almost sounds like Me'ikra Din, the Ravid's correct, which is know it's to be machmir when there's a Gemar Bia. So that's something to keep in mind for Ashkenazim for sure. It's very, very common not to see dam. So it's important to, if the reason there was no dam was that they didn't really have a Gemar Bia, the couple will sometimes not ask and just be Porish, and then the next time they have Gemar Bia, there will be dam, and they'll have to be Porish again. So one of the things that, again, if many of you become chassan teachers, to express to chassanim is when in doubt, or even if you're not so much in doubt, it's always a good idea to ask, because obviously a couple on the first night is not particularly experienced in dealing with these shailas, and no one except for rabbanim who deal with these shailas all the time is particularly experienced in dealing with these shailas, because people have a bia rishona only once in their entire lives. So it's important that shailas be asked. Just because sometimes people are unnecessarily machmir, and you can imagine that might put a strain on the beginning of a marriage if she's constantly tamea at the beginning of a marriage. So as much as Rabbi Forst's ha'ara that we learned last time is a very good ha'ara, that it's okay for her to be tamea a little bit at the beginning, but if it keeps happening over and over again, that could be a little bit of a little bit much for them to handle. That could be a little bit of a strain. Yeah.
Who were the
poskim
that say
Rov? I couldn't find now, but I don't know. I always remember that there were poskim that say Rubok. In general, whenever you have kol, it's hard to manage kol. Kol means, I mean, Rabbi Will passes that way, but it's like mamish, like pelvis to pelvis. That's like not something that commonly is achieved on the first night. But I think they just assume that's what Gemar Bia means. Yeah, so that's also an issue. That's meaning whenever
if she sees down, if she doesn't see down the first time, then she's down the second time. Then I'm assuming that's down the sooner than the first time. They just miscalculated.
Right.
How much penetration there was.
Right. No, in all likelihood, even if she sees down the second time, yeah, I think we're going to deal with that. Yeah, that's coming up, but probably not today, but tomorrow, Bezer Hashem, we'll deal with that. That's a significant discussion. What if she sees down the second time, or what if you have reason to believe there's very little basulim left? So are you going to be choshesh that there is dam? So last thing for today, I guess, we'll do as follows. Before she does the Shivanikim, what about the 5 days in advance? What about the Poleta Shech Vezer days? Are those necessary? So Agos Maimonios thinks that the Rambam is mashma, that you don't need it, even though the majority of Rishonim are clear that you do. So Beis Yosef writes that the Rambam in Yisrael Rebiya, Yud Aleph Dalid, just said, Va'achar sheyifsok hadam, soferes zayin yamim nekiyim. So why did he say that? So says Beis Yosef, to tell you that you need a full Shiva Nekiyim. But of course she has to wait for Poleta Shech Vezera, because you can't have Shiva Nekiyim if she's still being Poleta Shech Vezera. So the Rambam doesn't have to spell that out. I mean, the reason Agos Maimonios thought the Rambam thinks that you don't need Poleta Shech Vezera is because the Rambam writes that after she's Shiv Sokadam, so right away count Shiva Nekiyim. Yeah, that's assuming that Lachar Shiv Sokadam is also after the time of Poleta Shech Vezera is over. So the Mechaber says, what does the Mechaber say? V'tzricha shetivsuk betara, v'tivdo kol shiva, v'lo taschil limnos ad yom chamishi l'shimusha. Meaning, like the Mechaber always holds, that on the fifth day after the Itashmish, you can start counting, but you need to wait till that day. So that's how the Mechaber paskins. The Taz in Sifkat and Dalit quotes Maharal, which is always cool, that the Taz likes quoting Maharals. Shach never quotes Maharal. Right, it says the Taz, Matzasi b'shem Maharal mi Prag, the afal pi da hashtano gal madar nida maschal slimnos miyom ha-shishi, kumvor sim kovtzad yivav. We're going to learn in sim kovtzad yivav that nowadays we only start Shivanakiyam after 5 days, on the sixth day from the Re'iyah, for Ashkenazim, mikal makom, v'maschal slimnos achar biya rishona shal besul v'maschal slimnos miyom chamishi, v'chein hara lach l'maisa. Now we have a special kula, that after biya rishona, you only need the 4 days, and then on the fifth day you could start counting Shiva Nikim. So we didn't learn the details of this yet, but the basic idea of having 5 days as opposed to 4 days where you're concerned for Palata Shechvazera is a gigantic chumrah that's based on the possibility that a woman will get a period during Ben HaShemashos. And if a woman gets a period during Ben HaShemashos, she may miscalculate which day counts as the first day of her getting her period. And because of that, we just always throw in an extra day, because you never know when it's going to happen in the specials. So we just always, Ashkenazim, always throw in an extra day. So for Dan Basulim, which in the first place is only such a chumrah, okay, we don't throw in that extra day. The Ashkenazim aren't going to throw in the extra day. That's what the Taz says. That according to the Maral, I think the Taz quotes Maral in Hilchos Chanukah also. Right? The Taz quotes Maral Miprag every now and then. About Suudas Chanukah, I think. No? And then Chazrin Hilchos Chanukah.
There's the Maharam
not having one on Purim instead of and not having one on Chanukah.
About the status of a Suudah, having a little Suudah, you say, on Chanukah. I don't
Mishabur
know.
Mishabur
what?
Does not quote.
Not quote Maharam? Oh.
What?
Yeah, we had another one earlier as well. Yeah, does that cause my only prague as a post?
That was about women being trusted in public.
That was about what?
Yeah,
Masla. Okay, good. All right. So anyway, so the Taz posts is Maral that even Ashkenazim can count just 4 days, but usually it's not nogea. This whole kula is not nogea because usually the woman will try to make it that shortly after Dan Basulim that she's going to get her period. That's when she'll start taking the placebos for the or stop taking the birth control pill, which will then, you know, bring about her nida. So once she's going to become a nida anyway, she's going to bleed for several days anyway. In the Sidrei Tarin, Oshei, and the Chachmas Adam, they both point out that this would not apply if she actually becomes a nida. I mean, this whole kula is when her old tumma is only Dan Basulim. But if she actually becomes a nida, even if she only bleeds for a day, but if she actually becomes a nida, you don't have this kula. Then you got to wait the 5 days. But it's really shver, like, what does this have to do with how serious the Dan is? Meaning, what's this 5 days, 4 days thing about? It's about Palata Shechvazera, right? It's about the fact that she can't be counting Shiva Nikim when there's still Zera that's seeping out of her body. That's where it comes from. We didn't learn it yet, but that's where it comes from, right? It has nothing to do with how strict the Dam is, whether the Dam is Mitam Minag, Mitam Dam Maka, Dam Nida. That's just about, if she wants to count Shiva Nikim, I don't care why she's counting Shiva Nikim, but if she wants to count Shiva Nikim, she's got to be clear of Paleta Shechvazera. So why would I be more... you want to tell me you don't need Shiva Nikim? I'm fine with that. But once you're going to tell me you need Shiva Nikim, why would I be more makel about Paleta Shechvazera? Paleta Shechvazera has to do with Tashmish. She had Tashmish. There's Zera in her body. So the Achronim have a couple of Mahalchim over here. Some suggest, as a Hava Amina, that, well, you know, the whole Tumah is only Drabbanan, so if the Shiva Nikiyim aren't so glot, you know, it's no big deal anyway. I mean, you don't need the super glot Shiva Nikiyim. But if you just say, it's because it's only Drabbanan, some are also only Drabbanan. And by a Kesem, we require a full five, and not a full five, but we require five and then seven. That she only starts, the first day of Shiva Nikiyim is day six. So in the Tshuvas Beis Shlomo, Yerodei Chelek Aleph Simen Ayin Vav, he says, why do we do the fifth day? Because of Ben HaShemashos, right? Bias Mitzvah never happens during Ben HaShemashos. I mean, the Bias Mitzvah, which causes Dan Basulim, never happens during Ben HaShemashos. Why does Bias Mitzvah never happen during Ben HaShemashos? By the time they get back to the hotel afterwards, it's very late at night, it's never during Ben HaShemashos. I used to have be on Tuesday night or whatever. L'chora, that works if that was their minag, to have be on Lel Revi'i for the first time. If there was a dafka minag, to have be only dafka at night on a specific night. But nowadays there's no such minag. It would also, l'chora, not apply after the second bia. I mean, what if there's dam besulim with the second bia? So if you say, well, bias mitzvah never happens in minash moshes meichitesi, the first bias mitzvah maybe, because the bias mitzvah maybe doesn't happen because they had a minhag to dafka do it on Lel Revi'i, but the second bia wouldn't work.
It's unlikely, because if she went to mikvah, then she'd have to wait for seis for mikvah anyway. So how would the next bia be?
Good point. Yeah. The lechem v'simlan and the ar sameach in Yisur Bia Parag Vav Alach Dezayin says that the minhag was they would always fight about the ksuba late into the night, so the bias mitzvah never happened until bein hashmashos. Nowadays the ksuba is a standard form and we're not fighting about it late into the night. Yeah, but in America the weddings are 6 hours long, so like, you know, but it's a,
yeah,
Sunday weddings that start at 4. Sometimes you have like some will have like an 11 o'clock in the morning. But yeah, you do have sometimes like that. Yeah. You have sometimes like an out of town, you know, when there's people, a lot of people traveling, they'll accommodate so that people can catch a flight out Sunday night. They don't have to blow all day at work on Monday. Right? Sometimes people, you know, a lot of people have very strong opinions about when other people's weddings should be, you know. But. Whatever, but people get married at different times. Yeah, I hear. Regardless of what the reason is, meaning this is all conjecture. We're trying to figure out why it is that they were makil. I don't know, but the bottom line is that we're makil. Meaning, if all that there is dam besulim and there's no dam nida, then we taka our makil that it's 4 days. So whether it's because it's only Drabanan, what was the reason that we rejected the possibility it's only Drabanan? Ksavim are also Drabanan. Yeah, but maybe this is only from the days of the Gaonim. Ksavim is from, right? We had that whole discussion of when this came from. Maybe that's why it's treated a little more lightly. And the Ruba Deruba, the large majority of people, even if they get married very early in the day, Ruba Deruba, the B.S. Mitzvah is not going to happen until nighttime anyway. That's a good question. L'chaora, they shouldn't, right? They shouldn't
what?
Need.
We have to do it even if they didn't have tashmish, no?
What?
You just get your period. You have to wait 5 days even if there was no
beer. Right, meaning once we're machmir, like Ashkenazim are machmir, that we count the 5 days even when there's no tashmish, so then l'chaora.
You know there's there before at some point. There's never there here.
Zerah could have been a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. I don't know. I'm noted to think that you would do have to wait the 5 days, also because it's unclear what qualifies a Zerah. Meaning, there's something that could come out of it. That's not Zerah. I don't know. We'll leave it at there for today. Tomorrow we'll start getting into whether there are different rules for the actual need. I mean, we're going to consider a Tameya, so what kind of rules does that have, and what do we do about the second Bia? Dam after the second Bia, or Dam for a woman who we think doesn't really have Besulim left, or doesn't have much Besulim left. So we'll get to that tomorrow.
I saw Ruger and Vosner, I think called Rove.